Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and I just downloaded FSD Beta 10.2, and congrats to many of you that may have downloaded this tonight. I know it just went out to the 100 safety scores, so congratulations to those of you that have now received the beta, and hopefully for the rest of you, it won't be too long. But we've got the release notes up here. Nothing too new in terms of the release notes, driving, you know, autopilot improvements, visualization improvements, cabin camera stuff. These are all the same, but I did notice on, we're just at a random parking lot here in a grocery store, I did notice on my drive over here, haven't used the beta yet, but just drove over to this parking lot, I did notice that the visualization looks a lot better. So what we're going to do now, it is 3 a.m. here, so there's not going to be a lot of traffic, but we are going to take this out and see what we can see. We're going to hit the construction on North Avenue, so we've hit that a couple of times, and I'll show you guys, you know, we'll see how it does through there. I haven't actually been over there for a few days, so hopefully that's still there. I'm sure it is. But yeah, let's take it out and see what we see. So I'm going to close out those release notes. We'll just put in Bradford Beach. Get my music out of there. And yeah, we'll see what we can do here. I think this will take us through that roundabout too. So we'll see how it does there. So again, we're just randomly in a parking lot here. It doesn't look like you can see a whole lot, but I'll turn it on and we'll see what it does. Got a shopping cart right there. You guys know I like to put it through the ringer kind of like right away. And again, there won't be a ton of traffic, but hopefully this route is gonna provide us with some interesting things.
Now turn right onto North Humboldt Boulevard.
That's really loud. All right, that's really going. Feels confident.
Now turn right onto East North Avenue.
So look at the visualization. It looks crisper, I guess. It looks, the lines are more solid than they've been in the past. It seems like it's visualizing it with even more confidence. So we didn't take the right on red there. We've got weird lanes here that usually confuses it because we've got a bike lane right here. So right now we're in the bike lane. It seems to realize it. It seems to be getting over. And then we gotta head through this construction zone, which again, it's a tricky place to navigate through. We are going really fast. Yeah, okay. So that was not good. Just gonna back up here and hopefully not get arrested. That was not a good start. Let's re-engage here. Yeah, that, it just, I guess, was gonna keep going there. Take over immediately, so it disengaged itself there. Alright, we're back into it now. It seemed to be managing it fine, but yeah, it did not want to go through there. Now it's got the blinker on here randomly. Not the best start here. I'm gonna give it, so I just intervened. I did give it an accelerator tap there. Just because there is a car behind me now. So I don't want to, I'm going to be a little bit less forgiving of it, trying to figure things out. So rough start there. I would have intervened earlier had I not just been wanting to see what it would do. But again, normally in these drives, I just try to let it do what it'll do. In my normal drives, I obviously drive a little bit different. But again, this is really to help us all understand just sort of the situation. So we're just over in a random lane here. This car behind me is really gonna be not liking me. Okay, so that was basically a turning or parking lane. I'm not sure which. But we did get back over. Alright. So again, not the best start here. But that area is one that it has had trouble with in the past as well. So let's give it a little bit more of a chance. Again, I always started off in the difficult spots, and it's not like an excuse for full self-driving, but again, this, even if it is still having issues in areas like that, it doesn't mean that there's no value to the feature, and doesn't necessarily to me mean that it shouldn't be rolled out yet, because I think people can utilize it when it's in an area that people are gonna realize that it understands well and is confident in. just like with Navigate on Autopilot, right? Like, you wouldn't utilize it in every single scenario on the highway. But when there are situations that work well, you know that you can have some pretty good confidence that it's going to work well. I do have Joe mode on, at least I thought I did, so I'm not sure why those alerts are so loud. But we're going through a roundabout here. So we should be going. Okay, so it did go. I didn't use the accelerator. I was about to. It's a little confused. So a little bit of a pause there. No one behind us right now. And now we're going pretty quick here through the roundabout. Got a car there. Okay, so that was fine. I'm not sure if it did the blinkers correctly. I didn't have a chance to see that. But see, we stopped really far back from that stop sign. It's going with a lot of confidence here, and we've gone over this line before. Yeah, so I think it would have done better if there were a car to be in that other lane, but we'll see. It's also gone over on the left side of this line before on this part of the turn coming up right here. And we maybe went on the line that time, but not over, so I think a little bit better than what we've maybe seen in the past. But handling this stuff pretty good. I think, again, it would have probably realized the lane lines a little bit more quickly if there had been a car there, so. All right, and then this is gonna take us to the left and should take us up to some kind of interesting areas. So even though it's a flashing light, it seems to think it's a solid red here, so. For non-Americans, flashing red here just means that it's like a stop sign. So I'll give it the accelerator. It's still not figuring out. Accelerator again. See if it figures it out. One more time. I think those stop signs might be also confusing it. So there we go. So like these are the types of situations where FSD beta is very valuable right now. Is roads like this that are very cleanly marked. Not talking about that stop sign back there, stoplight back there, but this road right here where we've got good lane markings, normal traffic patterns, which obviously we don't have any traffic right now. I'll boost the speed up a little bit here. But yeah, it's...
Now your destination is on the right.
I gotta put in a new destination here, so... Hold on 1 second. Again, there's no traffic right now. I'll just put in kind of the first little thing that came up here. And we'll get up into kind of some weird residential-y areas, which are a little bit more tricky when there is traffic. Okay, so that's in there. Anyway, what I was saying, it's hard to... I think get a good understanding of how well or not well or how dangerous or not dangerous FSD beta is from the videos, especially videos where it is specifically like trying to test out corner cases or edge cases. Not that that's like the most difficult thing ever, and obviously a human could get through it, but not performing well in those instances doesn't inherently make the system not also great. And I think people have a hard time like reconciling that, and it's easy to critique that statement, but it still adds a lot of value. And yeah, it's not a level 4 robotaxi or a level 5 robotaxi, but I mean, look, like since we got through that stoplight, I haven't done anything and it's been perfect, you know? And a lot of the times that's what it's going to be, and a lot of drives it's going to be no interventions, no disengagements, as long as you're not kind of in the downtown, you know, heart of weird situations all the time. And hopefully over time it improves, gets better through those scenarios. And hopefully the expansion will help with that a little bit. So we'll see. Stuff like this, it's tough for me to get a sense of improvement. I think it takes quite a bit of miles, unless there is like a really big step change improvement. It takes a lot of miles of driving just to get a sense of, you know, if that is improved. So Looks like we're going straight through here. Did that very confidently, and that was fine. I maybe am not quite as confident as it is, but a little bit of a weird intersection there. So coming up on a right turn here, and then I'll have to reroute. And I may just pull off to the side and give us a more interesting route here. I don't think this is single stack yet. I think the release notes, well, who knows if the release notes would have mentioned that. Okay, so now we have another flashing light. And it seems to realize it this time. Okay, so that's new. So it realized that there were the flashing red lights, indicated it on the visualization, and it also, if you remember back to our 10.0 drive, not sure where we're going here, it's a little early. Again, I think this might be, I'm actually not clear if this is a parking lane or if this is actually a lane to be in. I'll stay in it for now because there are no cars, but anyway, what I was saying with these flashing reds is that previously in 10.0, we did have to confirm with the accelerator to proceed through. And I think that happened even if there weren't cars at the intersection previously. So it seems to now be taking those flashing reds just fine without confirmation. So that's an improvement. All right, so we're just coming up on University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And I'm just going to pull off here just for a second. So I'm taking over, and I'm just going to pause here. I'm going to turn on Joe mode, if I can find it. I don't know, Harley-Davidson Museum. I feel like that's always a good one for us.
Now turn left onto East Hartford Avenue.
That should be a decent route. We may have to speed ramp things a little bit, but we'll see how it does. I'm just going to go through this light here because we did stop so close to it. It's probably a little bit confusing. And re-engaged. Another flashing red here. It's recognizing it. Stopping. Let's watch for the green on the, yep, there it is. So the green on the visualization. It's picking up that person over there as well. Yeah, great job on that. That was good. So we've got a caution yellow here, which generally just means yield. And that was perfect. It slowed down, it waited, saw that it was clear, and then carried through. Which, I don't know if I've come across a green or a yellow like that in the previous beta versions, but that was handled perfectly. I might actually, let's see if we're going down Brady here. If we're not going down Brady Street, I do actually want to, so I may reroute us when we get there. The reason I'm talking about Brady Street, we've been on that street before. It's lots of bars, weird crosswalks, and pedestrian signs and stuff, and obviously it's not going to be too busy right now. Let's hope not. I guess we are in Milwaukee, but it shouldn't be too busy right now, and those crosswalks sometimes are, it's a little bit hesitant on occasion. So it looks like we are going to come to a full stop on this one. It seems to think that some of the... it's picking up on the side there, the red flashing. Thinking that's for us, but... Okay, so I didn't use the pedal at all, and it's going through. I do have a car behind me now, so... I do have the new driver stickers on, so hopefully that'll help if we need to let it be a little bit patient here. Back to the visualization, though. It's looking... I mean, you guys can see it's looking really, really good. I mean, that's just awesome. See that person there? Yep, a little bit. Yeah, the facial recognition looks great. Definitely an improvement from 10 dot whatever. 10.1, I guess. Alright, so we're waiting. That car behind me probably not loving me. But we're new. We're learning. That we're coming up on here. Wish it would say. Yeah. So we'll go through that, and then it doesn't want us to go on Brady yet, but let's see. So now we actually have a stoplight. So our crosswalk is looking a little bit better. It seems to have more confidence in our crosswalk than these others, for whatever reason. Well, I guess because they're not really very well painted, typical Milwaukee. Okay. Stop here. Perfect. So I think once we get to Brady Street to route us down it, I think I'll just go to Lakefront Brewery, and then we can hop over to the the Harley Museum.
In 500 feet, turn left onto East Brady Street, then turn right onto North Farwell Avenue.
We're going really fast here, okay. A little faster than I would have done, but it saw the cars and it turned. Alright, so I'm going to just reroute us quick here if I can.
Turn left onto East Brady Street.
It seems to be... I'm not sure why it's saying Brady Street. Sure why it wants us to go right either. So I'm going to reroute us and see what it does here.
Now turn right onto East Brady Street.
So we're not actually in the right turning lane, and that's just because I didn't have the navigation ready yet, but it actually seems like we're going to be I might need to intervene here. It doesn't look like it's going to be taking the right, which I actually think might be a function of me having put in this route so late. Or no, actually that is right. So, human error. We do have a no turn on red here, though, if you're wondering why I'm not going right on red. That would be why. Sorry, I don't usually drive in this direction, so I was a little bit confused. Alright, so we got an open car door here. Let's see how it does. I would have given it some space there. Certainly had some. But I didn't see a person there, so... So here are the crosswalks I'm talking about. So it slowed down quite a bit there, and you can see it created a little bit of a yellow line.
In 500 feet, turn right onto North Humboldt.
Okay, but other than that, did fine. It looks like it's actually going to reroute us here out of Brady. So I think it saw that pedestrian in the middle of the road and decided to slow down, which is good.
Now turn right onto North Humboldt Avenue.
So those were kind of the crosswalks I wanted to see. I think it may have been a little bit less cautious, but since there weren't people around, it's kind of hard to tell because usually there are. So that was good. Another flashing red that I didn't need to do any sort of confirmation on. It would be nice if there were some other cars to show up, but it's 3:17 a.m. So we're actually getting kind of close to where we had started. You know what? Bradford Beach. Alright, I'm gonna disengage there because I actually want to go through and hit this construction again. And since we're so close, I mean, we might as well try it, right? Oh, let me turn my blinker off. No one behind me. It's all good.
Turn right onto East North Avenue.
Okay, so re-engaged, and since we're literally right here, let's just try this construction again. See if we can do a better job. I think we're probably gonna have sort of the same. We got a policeman here, so that's fun. Let's just disengage while that happens and then be a normal person for a bit. With my GoPro on top of my car. Right, I think we're clear. I'm gonna turn the speed down here too and just see if it can do it at 20 miles an hour. So we're going 5-6 miles an hour less than last time. Yeah, same behavior. We'll see if it can make it through here. So it's letting me engage here. And here we got forcibly disengaged last time, just by the system, so same thing. So I'll take over, and then I'm just going to go ahead and turn around up here, and we'll hit it the other direction. I don't expect any better results from that. So I'll just do a U-turn here. It's probably not the... But anyway, I don't really expect any better results from this direction. I do have a car coming here, so I gotta kinda go. Yeah, I mean, you guys can see, like, this is not a good setup here. It seems to be seeing the cones and willing to go around them. Okay, good, good, good. Nope. Yeah, that's tricky because we got the curb here, and it looks like that should be the lane that it should be in, but it's just not. So that is a tricky one, and I know people always say, oh, you're making excuses. Not trying to make excuses, I'm just trying to explain the situation as it is. Because you can't really get a full understanding just from the video. But again, stuff like this, it's going to do very reliably and do it well, and most of the time that's going to be the scenarios that people are in. So situations like that is going to make the beta look not good, but again, there are plenty of scenarios where it does work very well. Again, not an excuse, just trying to help people understand. So another flashing red, we got a right on it, and no accelerator there. So, narrow road like this is one where I've got so much more confidence in the beta than I do with trying to use autopilot on city streets, you know, the older version before the beta. It just feels much more confident. I think it's getting a little bit tripped up by that stop sign, which is kind of seems like it might be for our road, but it's just for a sort of an offshoot road there. Anyway, on narrow roads like this, I found that the beta actually is working very well. You still need to be diligent. You're still driving down a street that people might pop in and out of their cars. But I was always nervous in scenarios like that with autopilot because I never felt super confident that it wasn't going to hit the cars just on the side of the road. With the beta, I have developed more confidence in that it's has a good sense of where those are. So we're at Lakefront. We'll see if it goes in the parking lot. It did for us that one time when we were coming the other direction.
Now turn left.
Generally, it just says, like, autopilot navigation complete. We'll wrap it over there. So, that's pretty cool. I mean, I always love it when it pulls into a parking lot. Like, that's pretty awesome. All right, let's go down to Milwaukee Public Museum. We'll get on to Harley, and then maybe we'll just kind of call it a day there and get this video out to you guys as quick as I can. For those of you that are maybe just waking up. Okay, so I'll just engage here. I'm just kind of coming out of the parking. Oh, only hit once down. Okay. See, so this is what makes the beta great, and I'm sure now we're coming up on construction, so. Okay, see? So I let it go there, and it was very close, but I felt confident that it saw those things, so. Sometimes it just takes things closer than you might want it to, but I still feel like in those scenarios that it has a pretty good understanding of where things are. So anyway, what I was saying is, like, these boring parts of these FSD beta videos, these are what make the beta so good, right? Like, people want to watch the interesting stuff in the video, and then we kind of, like, speed ramp through the boring stuff. But the boring stuff is, that's what makes the beta good, right? Like, it's normal situations, that it's handling well, that it becomes just boring to watch. It's like you wouldn't want to watch someone using Navigate on Autopilot down an interstate for 4 hours with, like, two interventions. That's not fun to watch, but it's extremely valuable to the driver.
In 500 feet, turn left onto North 6th Street.
And I'm not saying that the beta is quite, certainly not at that level
turn
yet.
Left onto North 6th Street.
But there's scenarios like this where it's, you know, I have extremely high confidence that it's going to be able to do this sort of thing. Even if there were cars around, that's not really changing much of, you know, the logic here. So this is cool. I mean, we've got, what, 6, 4, 3, 7, I don't know. I mean, we've got 22 lanes here, maybe, being visualized. It's pretty cool. Someone else out driving. Alright, we're green, so it sees the median there. So we got another yellow here. Not sure why it wants to be in that lane necessarily, but so we're given some caution. I'm not doing anything with the accelerator. Yeah, so good. We didn't need to slow down to 4 miles an hour, but nothing wrong with doing that. Better to be cautious than not. So we kind of lose our lane there. But it didn't hop over to the left suddenly. Sometimes it'll do that when it can't really see the lane lines up there, which happens a decent amount in Milwaukee. So now we're getting back over to the left. Now we've got an actual yellow light. We got our brights on, which is not really very nice to these people. Okay. Would have liked those to turn off sooner. Yeah, the visualization, that was looking really good. I wish I could see it with some more objects rather than just road. So this is why we have flashing red lights, because otherwise you just sit here for no reason. All right, there we go. So we got the Bucks Arena there, Fiserv Forum. Getting close to NBA season again. Already. So right, this is the boring stuff. So boring that I'm even gonna pick the speed up. And the lane visibility, the lane line visibility here is not great. But it still seems to be doing a pretty good job of understanding. Yeah. Maybe not the most exciting route for us to take. But anyway, so what I was saying is there is kind of a little thing that looked like it might have been a pothole. It wasn't. What I was saying is that there is a road that I do actually want to test out. There's some weird, really weird turns and some really poor lane markings. And if you guys made it this far in the video, congratulations. You're in the upper percentile of patience and willingness and interest in FSD beta. So why not just keep it going a little bit longer, right? Some a little bit of vehicle action out here. Oh man, these lights are painful. But I mean, aside from that construction zone, I'm just trying to think back if there were any other. I think we had to give it some acceleration a couple of times. We had that left turn on the flashing red that it had the solid red, but other than that, I feel like it's done a pretty good job. Tough to say if there's really too much of a difference in 10.2 versus the previous 10.x versions, but we'll definitely take it out. So a little bit of not a phantom braking there, but it did slow down a bit and was hesitant as we crested that hill, I thought. And then we'll take this left here into the, into that Harley Museum, and pretty confident through there. We kind of ended up in some parking spots, but this is like just a weird road. I mean,
you have arrived at your destination.
I don't have any issue with it doing that. So I'll disengage, we'll turn around here, put in our, last destination, which I guess we can probably just kind of go back to where we were at the start. So the road that I want to take is Van Buren. Let's try Gloriosos might get us through Van Buren. It did not. So let's go over here then, whatever this is. Milwaukee Public Market, a great tourist destination. We'll get to see some cool signs. We have to go around there.
Now turn right onto North 6th Street.
That's fine. Not too much extra time. All right, so we got a right on red here. Let's see if it does it, even though we're kind of not really in the right lane. But no other cars around, so not really an issue. obviously it was set up by me that way. It didn't put itself in that position. But it got out of it. You may have heard the loud bridge there. Louge? 3:30 a.m., guys. Loud bridge there.
In 500 feet, turn right onto West Michigan Street.
Yeah, if you guys do ever visit Milwaukee, where we're going right now is the historic Third Ward. It's a beautiful place. Maybe not on the road itself, but a lot of great restaurants in that area. Milwaukee Public Market's cool. Just a ton of vendors in there. Bunch of fresh food. All really good stuff. And yeah, tons of good restaurants in that area. Just a great place to kind of walk around. There's some rooftop bars. It's a lot of fun. Milwaukee is, I know it might not look the best in these FSD beta videos, but came into the turn fine, but it seemed to get a little bit confused there for a second. So anyway, yeah, the roads might not look great, but the rest of Milwaukee is, it's not bad. And I grew up in Iowa and then went to school in Minnesota. So we kind of hated on Wisconsin. And when I moved to Milwaukee, I didn't have the highest of hopes for it. But it's a nice little city. So we'll hit the Milwaukee Public Market. We'll go up Van Buren, which is kind of like cuts through Lower East Side of Milwaukee, which is really the downtown area. So this is where I'm talking about. Like, on normal autopilot, I'd be a little bit uncomfortable being by cars like that, but much more confident in the beta to be able to get that close to those vehicles. But anyway, we'll go Third Ward, kind of up through Lower East Side, and then Van Buren. There's like these really weird two-turn area that it doesn't seem to have much success with previously, so that'll kind of be at least one small test that we can take to see if there's any improvement. Okay. Pretty good. So, probably doesn't look like too much at night, but heading to Third Ward now. And got a lot of really old architecture here. One of the nicknames for Milwaukee is Cream City because of the cream exposed brick architecture in this area. Which again, looks a lot better at in the daytime, in the summer, in person, not on the top of my car at night. And there's the Milwaukee Public Market. And it's taking us over there, which is great. But I'll just turn around and pull off to the side to be a safe individual, even though there are no cars here. And we'll go to, well, actually, so this is like the weird turn I'm talking about. I think if we actually go to, sorry, I'm probably cutting myself off the camera right now, but I think if we actually go to, like, a Red Lion might do it.
Drive north on North Water Street for 1.4 miles.
Okay, so that's not going to do it quite yet. But if I manually take us over to Van Buren, then I think it might reroute us to the route that I want, which will be a little bit more interesting than what it's got us on. Water is like one of the main roads here in Milwaukee, too. If you're a 20-something, Water Street is what you're going to be looking for if you're trying to go out. All right, is this Van Buren? Nope. I think we got to get one more. You would think I would know these roads better, right? You would be wrong. We got four blocks left. So again, I'm just going to just manually get us over there. Since I'm not sure exactly what combination of destinations I would need to use to... There it is. So now we're re-engaged. We got kind of a weird left turn lane here because of the trolley tracks. But good, and stopping right at the line, even though it is a confusing diagonal line, not confusing, but it is a diagonal line. It doesn't seem to have that as a visualization option yet, but obviously it's recognizing it and responding to it. So yeah, that's great. That's exactly where I would have wanted it to stop, which sometimes, you know, as we've talked about, has not necessarily been the case. Alright, here we go. Again, not great visibility in terms of the lanes, and this actually is a one-way, which seemed to kind of just realize that there as we were going. And again, would love to see some flashing reds here instead of this. Hopefully we'll get lucky on some of these upcoming lights and get some greens. Changing lanes to follow a route, which we don't need to do. It's a weird construction. Again, an area where I would have felt nervous before, but starting to feel a little more comfortable, which you obviously don't want to get too comfortable, but there's a difference between being a little bit more comfortable and being inattentive, and you want to just be in that sweet spot of attentiveness and comfort. So that was great. We've got construction right here. Excellent job working through that. It got us over because that lane was out, which it has been forever. Got us over, went through the construction, no interventions. Excellent job right there. All right, so then we're coming up on Van Buren here where, I mean, we're on Van Buren, but we're coming up on an area of Van Buren with really, really, really bad lane markings. And probably especially at night, it's going to be tricky. And without a lead car as well. And what it's done in previous versions, which we'll see if it does in this version, is I've been driving in the left lane, which we are right now, which is good. And because we're coming up on that left turn, right? Let me make our visualization. Well, actually, this might be a little better. So we're coming up on that left turn. So we want to be in the left lane for that left turn. But it seems to think that the left lane kind of just disappears and then it's shot off to the right. Like real fast, really fast, and we'll see if it does that here. We're not to the point that I'm talking about yet. It's after this light. It's about halfway down this stretch here. Where it's getting confused. So it sees that flashing red again, which I think is making it probably just cautiously coming to a full stop there just in case. So here's where I'm talking about lanes. You can, I don't even know if you can see them, but they kind of just disappear. We'll see what the visualization does. We got a crosswalk here. We got a bit of a hill. We're about right there. Yep.
then turn right onto North Water
Street. So now we gotta get back over. See, like, it's... The lanes are not clear here. It's
now turn left onto
jumping around
West
again. Now we're just kind of in the center of the road. Now we're in the right side of the road. So it just thinks that's, like, one big lane, I guess. And I haven't had, you know, there's been traffic around in previous versions. But at least it did this. It's kind of a weird, it's a very not 90 degree turn. It's more than 90 degrees. And it did it pretty well there. So, yeah, that spot's tricky. Looks like it doesn't seem to be too different. It's always just trying to put me in that right side of that lane. But yeah, we're coming up on red line here, so I think we'll pull over and kind of wrap it up.
Your destination is on the right.
Red line, nice bar. Turned on my wipers. Okay, so anyway, I don't see a ton of difference so far. Obviously, we're going to need to spend some more time with it and get it out with some traffic around. The biggest thing to me seems to be the visualization seems more solid. I don't know, at 3:43 a.m. to be how I could be more articulate with that, but it seems to be more solid, more clearly defined, crisper in terms of just what it's showing in terms of at least the lane lines. We did have that one spot where we had tons of parked cars that looked really good. The intersection that we visualized, you know, 20 lanes or so, that looked really good. In terms of the driving functionality, I want to say it feels a little bit more confident. That just could just be this drive, though. You're going to get sort of different experiences based on whatever's happening in the environment. So I don't want to speak too soon on that. Other than that, yeah, it feels pretty similar to me from before. And again, we didn't have a chance to take it on the highway, but I've heard that this wasn't going to be single stack. So, obviously if it is, then that would change things. But for now, I'll assume that it's not. And I'm going to wrap it up and go try and get this out so that I can get Monday's episode out too, because we'll have obviously that too. So make sure to tune in for that as well. And we'll see you next time. Thank you.